Hello everybody, welcome back to my channel for another lecture in my Esoteric Secrets or Keys to Disclosure. So today I am going to answer a question that I've been noticing a lot, which is, what is the end game? What does this sort of alien god cult that is so pervasive in society, what is its end game? And what does it look like in modern times? You know, like if we look at how the alien creator God looked in the more earlier days, what people say happened in the earlier days, how would that culture, how would that mindset look today? Where is it happening today? So it's good to do this so that we can see that this idea that genetic modification is the creation of humanity, the very beginning of humanity, it is how human beings evolve. It is the spiritualization of science. It is the spiritualization of genetic manipulation. It is essentially making human beings gods. And it is basically a very high form of blasphemy. It's a very perverted and satanic ideology. It is the modern form of what we would understand as Satanism or Antichrist nature. And we're really unable to see this because in our society, we're still so enthralled by science, and we're still so stuck in that scientific dogmatic religion that we are pushed into worshiping since we're basically children in our culture. And so humanity right now is very entrenched in materialism, very entrenched in dogmatic science. And what's happening is we're seeing the deification of man, of normal people, at the expense of understanding our real history, at the expense of understanding our past, and all of the intricate, sophisticated spiritual events that have happened. It's all kind of being washed away and overshadowed and dominated and destroyed by this cult of really mad scientists that are trying to basically be the new gods. They believe that they are these gods from Mars, these gods from Aldebaran, these alien gods. They believe that they're the offspring of these alien gods. And they've kept this alien god mythos deep, deep, deep in the recesses of their secret societies. And just when we get to the point where we develop enough powerful science, enough medical knowledge, enough technology, then that alien god religion, which is really the deification of very dark people in the world, that's what this is if you look very closely at it. And most people, when they look at the alien god ideology, they don't actually take it and proliferate it or extrapolate it into where it could go and send in even 10 decades to see how unhealthy it is. They just get caught up and religious about it, and they don't understand how dangerous it is for society. But we are seeing the deification of just normal human beings who believe that they are part of this genetic line from these ancient gods. Now, this is a major part of esoteric Nazism or esoteric Hitlerism, which was basically the ideology of the secret society behind the Third Reich. Now, it was behind the Third Reich and part of the Nazi esoteric stream, but keep in mind, as I've spoken about many different times on my channel here, that stream that we would identify as Nazism was not just in Germany. Germany was just the area where it was able to do this experiment that we called Nazi Germany. But the secret society actually existed in pretty much every country in the world, more or less. Okay, so we have to understand that that's how these secret occult groups work. And this particular secret society, their origin myth is very different than what normal people or what classically would be taught and understood. And it's really a literalist ideology or a materialist ideology But for a little bit more on this, I suggest watching my Mars line video for the little couple little nuances there to understand why these people believe this, why this is their religion, and why we are seeing it resurge now with the disclosure movement. Okay, this push for UFO hearings. Okay, these sort of bizarre paper mache bodies that were being brought forward at the Mexican government here, basically by the Mexican president, and also NASA coming forward and making statements that there are no UFOs or there are no bodies. And so we're seeing almost two different factions sort of struggling over the UFO file and perhaps even struggling over the origin myth. So we're going to see these topics become more and more discussed. I think that ultimately, this faction, this darker faction that propagates the alien god myth, that is basically a genetic modification cult, I think that they're having trouble with bringing this forward because of how I think spiritually aware, I mean, say what we want about, people, but I do think that we have a certain level of skepticism, healthy skepticism, and spiritual awareness that's making it very difficult for this weird alien god ideology to the sort of beginning events that are supposed to push this ideology into the public. I think it's very difficult for the three-letter agencies to really get this going because we've become so skeptical. So, in a way, that's good. Okay. So we understand now that this whole alien god religion, this alien god cult, is really the origin myth of a dark secret society that is connected to esoteric Nazism. What we would know as Nazism, but goes back a lot further than that. And we would know it today. In modern times, we'd probably see it as a genetic modification cult. It is a cult that believes that humanity evolves through genetic modification, was created through genetic modification, and that if you can dominate humanity, if you can dominate the earth as an individual, you can develop genetic modification technologies yourself, and then you get to create the new race. So you get to rise to the level of deity yourself, if might is right, and if you can do it by hook or crook, you can steal, you can do whatever you want to get there. These people see others as animals, and they see themselves almost as animals. It's sort of a might is right ideology. So by hook or crook, if they can develop genetic modification technology, then they can now become the modern day Anunnaki. They can now become the modern day gods. And they get to create the new race. They get to create the new beings. Okay. So please be aware, if you are propagating the alien god ideology, whether you're in the New Age or ufology, please at this point understand what you are doing. This ideology leads to eugenics. Okay, yes, perhaps humanity was modified in our ancient past, maybe different times. Okay, that's not creation. We have to understand that genetic modification or tampering with genetics is not creation. Creation is something much greater. Okay, creation involves actually impressing upon the etheric template of humanity. It's actually a spiritual process, an etheric process that manifests in the physical plane over time. So, all of this stuff about genetic engineering being the creation of humanity is trash. It's garbage and it's dangerous. And we need to start looking at it that way because it leads to eugenics and it leads to a might is right ideology where some people are more closely related to the gods than not. This isn't like a weird argument of some people being right and some people being wrong. Let the ego go and let's actually look at where this ideology leads to. Okay. So I'll say it one more time. Because the alien god ideology is this group's origin myth, they believe that now, at this time, it's their turn to become the gods. They get to create a new race. They get to create the new human being through genetic engineering and through basically taking control of the human genome. They get to drive evolution and even create the new race, create the new human, just like they believe their ancestors did hundreds of thousands of years ago. Okay, that's what that origin myth means. Past determines present. Okay, we have to understand that's what we're dealing with. So I'm not just coming out here as somebody who has esoteric Christianity as her base, that's looking to fight anything that threatens Jesus or something like that. No, okay? I am drawing attention to the reality that the alien god ideology and the alien god cult is dangerous. Not only is it false, not only is it a lie and it's untrue, it is dangerous for society and it is dangerous for humanity. And you, the average person, will benefit nothing from it. We can have all the conversations we want about interdimensional beings, beings from other spheres, the Elohim, Atlantis, Lemuria, the solar system, the life in the solar system. We have so many rich conversations to have. That's all there. It's all there. But you don't have them through this particular materialist conversation. That's where all of those conversations ironically die. This is a dead ideology. There's nothing spiritual about it. It is the glorification of science and the glorification of human beings. There's nothing spiritual about the alien god religion because spirit is not involved at all in their creation, in the creation of humanity. It ends up being flesh and blood aliens. It's not a healthy ideology beyond it even being a lie. So the alien god cult is a genetic modification cult. That's what it is. It's the cult of genetic modification. It's the obsession with DNA. And ultimately that does and will lead to eugenics, which has been a problem even in America 100 years ago. Look at California and some of the eugenics programs that were going on there. I mean, Hitler said he was envious of America's aggressive eugenics ideologies. We're not past this. We're not beyond this sickness. Don't kid yourself. Don't think that we're beyond tyrannical leaders being practicing eugenicists just because we had World War II. Most of the most dangerous Nazis that were supposed to go to Nuremberg to have their day in court were considered too valuable in the scientific department and were taken by the U.S. They were given Cadillacs, they were given lots of money, and they became integral in the most secret and advanced and prestigious parts of our own government. Why do we think this idea would go away? And why do we think the Nazi origin myth would go away? We need to wake up around this and we need to start facing the real situation that we are in. And part of that, the easiest way to go about that actually is to not accept the alien god religion and the alien god cult and to see it for what it is. And we are going to go even deeper into that today so that we are able to do that. So, what I would say the ultimate plan would be is that this darker faction that thinks they're the ultimate spawn of the alien gods, this is the thing, like they think that they are the children of the alien gods, that they have the most genetics from the alien gods, and everybody else is trash. Okay, this is what these people believe in these high up wealthy circles. This is why they have all of this power, all of these resources, and they only seek to further enrich themselves and have more control, is because they don't love humanity. They don't love you. They want this earth for themselves so they can eventually control the whole thing through basically making everything synthetic. So every tomato has to be genetically engineered, right? It has to be GMO. Every nut, every human being now has to be genetically engineered. It's a religion. It's a cult. It's the genetic modification cult. And they want to make it so every living thing and probably every non-living thing is basically something that they've genetically created because they think that they're gods. They think that they're the children and the offspring of the gods and that they have a right to rule you because their ancestors created you. Because they have more genetics of the alien gods than you do. Because that's what they've been told by fallen angels and demonic beings to control them, to stroke their ego, to make them think they're more important. So they do all of these dark things to humanity on behalf of demonic presences. That's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking at. So what they want to do is to be the gods. To be the people that engineer the new race. This is what they think. And of course, they distort things like theosophy or anthroposophy, classical esoterica, with the idea of the new race, the new root race, the new humans that are evolving. They think, yo, yes, it's me. I must create the new humans. They think that's, oh, that's me. I get to create them. So I get to create that. There's no concept of no. No. Humanity evolves with the planet over a very long period of time, going through many smaller changes to keep them in direct accordance to the spiritual hierarchy, the sun and the earth, in a rhythm of creation all the time. And the larger shifts to the form are done on the etheric template of the human being, directly by the sun. And through a being called the Manu or Christ being that impresses it upon the etheric form that then materializes on the earth in the new era. So actually, genetic modification has nothing to do with creation. Zero. It has zero to do with creation and evolution. It has nothing. And actually, what it does is it lowers the form, it degenerates the form. That's how ironic and silly this thing is we keep going around in the ufology and New Age, and we're like, humans were created by the Anunnaki and aliens, and we had a jump from animal level by humans. And it's literally, it's you can't even, it's not even possible. But people think this because there's no understanding of spirituality anymore. There's no understanding of spiritual science and creation science. We've lost that. I mean, how many times have I mentioned that there are entire podcasts that are 3 hours long sometimes dedicated to arguing whether or not we have a soul, to arguing whether or not the spiritual realm even exists. That's how dark the days are in regards to understanding spiritual science and creation science and anthropogenesis. Right. So this is the sickness that we fall into when we're only wanting to look at the material plane and the mind, right? So what's going to happen is that these sort of dark groups that have been aggressively developing, genetic technologies, they need to test all of these technologies on humanity, right? And that's where we are now. Okay, we are a few years out of COVID, and I think most people should be able to look at the past few years and say, something ain't right. Something's wrong. Whatever happened with the pandemic was a real big excuse to get a lot of mRNA vaccines into people's arms. Let's be honest. Let's cut the crap and be honest. That was the goal. Why? Because this is a genetic modification cult. That's what it is. That's one way that we can look at this. So they need to test all of their genetic technologies on people, because you can't just have these small test groups, because it's not a big enough substrate in which to actually understand how the genetic technologies that you've created actually work. You need to work with a massive population. Okay. And so they're going to be testing that. And while they're doing that, I'm going to just be honest and say that while this is going on, I wouldn't be surprised one bit if this is also obviously tied to eugenics, because the alien god cult is part of esoteric Nazism. Okay, we know that Eric von Daniken, his book Chariots of the Gods, was ghostwritten by the Nazi propaganda artist Utz Udermann, or Wilhelm Rogersdorf, who was the main propagandist for the Nazi party, who wrote the newspaper, the Nazi propagandist newspaper, the number one, Volkischer Beobachter. Do we think that he just stopped being a raging Nazi after the war? Just they lost the war and he just like, oh, I guess I won't believe that stuff anymore. No, these are ideologies that they're brought up with, that they believe, that make them feel important, that make them feel better than others. And that's the most toxic and hypnotic and seductive thing. That's why people get so caught up in it, is because they think that they're closer to the aliens than other people. And it's so seductive. And that's why these people are so believing in it, is because it gives them this kind of easy superiority. And of course, they're not thinking that the light is within or Christ is within and they have to work on themselves. No, they think that they're just better. So you can see how seductive this idea is and how it basically feeds psychopathy and all of these different pathologies that lead to a very dangerous society. So I wouldn't be surprised if all through the next few years, they're not also going to practice intense eugenics. This is not, you know, when you see people at the World Economic Forum and all of these, you know, individuals that are completely tone deaf, completely out of touch with humanity, you know, so wealthy, so powerful, that they just say it right out in the open, that the world, according to them, is overpopulated. And they've created all these bizarre ideologies that people have to die. And, you know, it's because of the planet that people have to die. You know, it's never because they're sick. Have you noticed that? It's never because these people are sickos that they want to kill people. They want to just get the population to a certain number. No, it's never because they're sick. It's always, you know, for nature, you know, for this, for that. It's like, no, let's just have it out. Let's just say it as it is. It's because you're sick. That's what's going on here. And you're not God. So there's going to probably also be a lot of eugenics practice. This is, again, this is not a new phenomenon. This is old news becoming new again, because we never pulled it out by the roots. And we need to, because we're going to experience round three. Okay, we're going to experience round three of these sick eugenics ideologies, because it's part of their ideology. If you look at the Nazi esoteric tradition, if you look at it in regard to the neo-Nazi esoteric propaganda, but also the older Nazi propaganda and the older Nazi spiritual work, they literally believed that in the system that they came to, in the system that they originated from, that their ancestors originated from, that the sun was changing and some people became basically like animals and a lower caste, and others sort of became exalted, and those were the white people, okay? And then they came to Mars and developed a civilization on Mars. They destroyed that civilization as well, usually through nuclear destruction, which is something else I'll get to later in the series. And then they come to the Earth So it's sort of Aldebaran, Mars, and the Earth. That is the esoteric Nazi origin myth. Okay. And so when you see Hitler going and, going to Tibet and going all over the world through the Annenerbe, what he's doing is he's looking for the Atlanteans or what they believe are their alien god ancestors so they can claim divine right. So the alien god ideology is a Nazi esoteric ideology through and through. It exists in modern neo-Nazi propaganda, okay, and it also exists in the oldest stuff behind the Third Reich, the societies behind the Third Reich. And that's obviously very public in the Third Reich's policy, where they're creating breeding programs with the Lebensborn, where they're literally institutionalizing with the government, breeding the whitest people possible, right? And every other race is like basically like who cares, what happens to them, really dark, sick stuff. So ultimately, we're looking at just we gotta watch we gotta watch it because it's incredibly dark to talk about. Okay, so and this is also one more thing I was thinking about and I wanted to add is that when it comes to different lab releases or different viruses or different sicknesses that come about, I think that the whole deal with any biological things that are released, or even with shots or things like that, I think the whole thing there is that they're not looking to create like a disease or anything that's going to just kill all people. I think they're very selective about who they want dead and who they want alive. And I know this is very dark, but I have seen people asking me about it, about what's going to happen in the future with this. And I think that their whole thing is that they want to lower the population, but they want to do it as a in the form of eugenics, where they have some people they deem more valuable than others. And I really want to keep that at the forefront of this because it's the most dangerous ideology. Okay. Okay. So, I'm going to repeat the first two things. So, the first thing is basically they're going to be testing their, shots, their mRNA technology on people for a while. They're probably going to want to have these mRNA shots for pretty much everything you can think of. It has nothing to do with health, and it has nothing to do with healing the body or protecting against cancer or protecting against these illnesses. And it has everything to do with them practicing this genetic technology that they want to use on themselves, and also to ultimately, as gods, create the new race. Okay. So the next thing is that part of their ideology is that they want to preserve what they think are the best, most robust people that are part of these alien, their alien god, bloodline probably or something. And then everybody else is deemed as probably closer to animal. And it's like a whole new caste system will be created because think about it, if they discover that aliens exist, right, which is the one of the biggest pushes going on in society right now. If they discover that aliens exist, and then it's aliens have a similar genetic code to us, and then it's like, well, it looks like aliens created us, there's going to be this idea that incredibly spiritually advanced beings created humanity, and some people on Earth have more of that DNA than others. And again, it's complete trash. It's garbage. That's not human origins. And actually, if you go back and look at my Mars video, any kind of genetic stuff that was done with apes was actually a fallen group of beings. The most exalted beings on Earth are the natural human beings who come in different colors. Okay. So this is a way of also spiritualizing racism. It's a way of spiritualizing prejudice, because you have this one group of alien beings, okay, who created humanity. And of course, there, you know, some people are closer to those gods than others. Okay, think about it. It's basically just another, it's like the Fourth Reich. Okay, that's what we're looking at. It's the same origin story, the same bloodlines, it's the same people, except now it's a lot more serious. Okay, so the next thing they're going to do is they're going to eventually, after they master all of their technologies or genetic engineering technologies, eventually they're going to use their DNA to create a new race. So all the people that are behind all the genetic engineering stuff, the big push towards that, all the money behind that, all the people behind that, they're doing this because they want to eventually create the new race. They want to create the new human being of the Aquarian age. Okay. As I mentioned before, that human being arises naturally with the evolution of the earth and the cosmos. But these people are very disturbed and they think it is their job to create the new human being. Okay. It is their ideology. And a lot of people are buying it hook, line, and sinker, and that is not good. That is not good, okay? So they're going to make new people. They're going to make the new race, and they're going to make this new race in their own image, okay? Because they think that they are the Elohim. They think that they are the Dhyani Buddhas. They think that they are the Manasaputras, okay? They think that they are the spirits of Venus. They think that they are the lords of Mars. They think that they are the modern day incarnations of the Elohim, of the Anunnaki, of Enki and Enlil, of Adam. They think that they are the offspring of those gods, and that their own power and wealth is evidence of that. If they weren't the offspring of the gods, they wouldn't have all of that wealth and power. It's a degenerate mindset, because cheating and stealing and lying is not a powerful thing to do at all. Service is powerful. Sacrifice is powerful. Love is powerful. Stealing and sneaking money away from people like Mr. Burns is sick. Okay, that's the reality. But this is what we're looking at. We're looking at people who are advanced psychopaths and narcissists that literally want to create the new human race in their image, because that's how they believe that humanity was created to begin with. And they're just going to now do it just like their ancestors did, but for this era. So they're going to take their genetics, their DNA, and create cyborgs, or try to create new humans. And the human beings are going to be an extension of them. And of course, they feel like they will then be the fathers of the new race, and they'll then receive all the spiritual power and all the spiritual energy of all of the new people that incarnate. And so that's what we're looking at. We're literally looking at people who think they are the new Elohim. They think they are the Anunnaki, and they want to do the exact same thing that they feel their ancestors did. And of course, if you've been watching this series, it's, you know, that, I mean, it's almost unfathomable, because it's a spiritual process, but they think it's a literal physical thing they have to do. Okay. The last thing that they have to do, besides test all of these mRNA shots, test this genetic technology on humanity to really refine it, and also kill off a lot of people on the planet through eugenics and depopulation routines that they are part of their religion as well. So there's those two things. The third thing is that they're going to begin to create their new race. And the last thing is they have to gain permission and acceptance by making their religion our religion. So Eric von Däniken, Zachariah Sitchin, Scientology, Ancient Aliens, all of these things that are basically promoting the alien god ideology, all of that is a propaganda campaign to get you to have your religion be their religion. And so that you believe you were created by aliens, flesh and blood aliens in a petri dish, and they get permission to do everything I just said to you. And because you don't know our real story of creation and how the earth evolves and how humanity evolves, you fall prey into that extremely dark timeline that does not benefit you at all. That only destroys you and everyone that you love. So, all of this stuff that propagates there's a reason why it's the most popular ideology in the New Age and in ufology. And that is because they want you to leave the natural story behind, to leave the original human origin story behind and to accept this distorted one. And you have to accept it in order for them to win, in order for them to rise, and in order for this to work. If you know the history of the Earth, our real prehistory, what the Polarian epoch is, what the Hyperborean epoch is, what the Lemurian epoch is, what the Atlantean epoch is, what our current epoch is, and all of the incredible transformations that happened in every single one of those epochs to the human being, to the earth. There's no way that you could ever believe in this alien god garbage. There's no way that you could ever even believe it's just bizarre. And you can tell that by believing it, you actually lose so much beautiful spiritual mysteries and nuances that are actually so nourishing to your soul because you were there, you were part of it all. And so there are real enriching and real nourishing esoteric teachings about anthropogenesis, which is the creation of the human being, about cosmogenesis, which is the creation of Earth and other planets in the cosmos and the life on them. There are very enriching teachings around this in traditional occult science. It's a major part of spiritual science. Every major teacher that has ever picked up a pen, whether it be Madame Blavatsky, Manly P. Hall, Rudolf Steiner, anybody who actually became a major teacher took their time to teach prehistory. Why? Because most of the deepest secrets of life are held in the recapitulations of basic patterns. Those are the patterns of creation, okay? So to say that creation is a genetic engineering process by flesh and blood aliens removes our entire history and our entire process of development, which is so much more complex and beautiful and deep and rich than that weird story. That weird story that gives the most psychopathic, sick, and dark people on the planet power. We do not want to mince words around this anymore. Why? Okay. So they need to gain your permission and your acceptance to basically create their new race, to do more genetic modification on you. To bring out weird technologies that are supposed to be healing and advanced, but they're just, again, more weird stuff that draws you out of yourself and into this weird techno spiritual sickness where they play God. Okay. So that we have been prepared for this. We have been essentially propagandized to for decades. And the reason why so much time and effort and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars has been put into this is that it is an unnatural origin story. And it's you really have to try to glamorize it and make it a breakthrough and make it interesting. And you have to keep cram it in people's face over and over and over again because it's not natural. And so that's exactly what we've seen done with this alien god cult for decades now. Okay, so the first thing that we have is we have this whole alien god cult through Scientology. So, as I've mentioned in my video, which I really recommend watching, and I'll post that in the description below, Scientology comes around in the 40s and 50s and is part of a wave of UFO cults. And this is probably what people laugh the most at about Scientology is that when you get to the top, one of the top levels, which is usually OT8, they basically tell you the alien god myth. And there's so much elaborate detail around it. But essentially, according to Scientology, Lucifer leads something called the Galactic Confederacy. And he's going to take over the Earth in the future by being basically recognized as being the creator of humanity. So, what we're looking at is a Luciferian cosmic religion. And of course, now today, I mean, last time I checked, there were like 100, and this was a few years ago, there were like, I think, 100 different people that claimed to be channeling the Galactic Federation, the Galactic Confederacy, which is basically this idea that really originated through Scientology. And so Scientology and a couple other offshoots that were very similar to Scientology in the 40s and 50s basically created the stage for the alien god religion by basically introducing the idea that spiritual figures like the Elohim, the angels from Venus that are part of the angelic hierarchy that are were not physical, that they are physical flesh and blood beings and they're flying around in ships and they're helping humanity. So right there is something that is incorrect, and it is that the angelic beings that are responsible for the evolution of humanity through love and sacrifice that are part of the spiritual hierarchies, that they are flesh and blood beings just like us, creating us. So right there's a perversion, and that perversion just became more and more prolific until more and more people began, channeling these alien gods. And all of this weird stuff now exists in the New Age, where basically Scientology has been proliferated to an extensive degree. And Scientology has so many connections to the Pentagon, and three-letter agencies, and even the modern disclosure scene, which began with TTSA and Tom DeLonge in about 2015 or 2016. Hal Puthoff and other scientists and other Scientologists were behind that. So the TTSA movement was heavily influenced by three-letter agencies and Scientology. Scientology is the alien god religion. The alien god religion is esoteric Nazism. So you can see how this whole esoteric Nazi ideology has crept its way into Scientology by creating the alien god myth. The alien god is like Xenu, like just bizarre stuff. Because whenever you start getting into it, whenever you start literalizing spiritual things, it always gets really wacky. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but so much stuff with the UFO file and the New Age, the moment that it's not treat the topic's not treated as a transcendental topic and a holy topic, and the moment that we try to make it too material, it just gets really weird and really goofy. And that's really what's happening now, is a lot of UFO Twitter and the New Age, and a lot of it is just getting really weird and it's getting really goofy. And that transcendental, initiatory, holy, inspirational, nourishing energy isn't really there because it is being taken too literally. And when you take spiritual beings and you try to make them flesh and blood, or you try to make it too literal, that can cause deformations. Okay. So Scientology, there's a Scientology, a deep Scientology connection behind the modern disclosure scene that began with Tom DeLonge, with the TTSA, with Hal Puthoff, with Chris Mellon. All of that stuff is deeply connected with Scientology, which is an alien god religion. That's basically you pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to be told the Nazi origin story. How do you like that? Okay, that's what that is. Now, why on earth would Scientologists who practice an alien god religion want to create disclosure? Why would they want to act as though they're banging on the doors of government? Give us the UFO secrets. We know you've got them. They're part of the government. They've been part of the government their whole life, the deepest, darkest aspects of it. But now they're coming out and banging on the door. Well, maybe because they're part of a alien god religion, and that bringing this forward, talking about disclosure and alien crafts and advanced technology and NHI, non-human intelligence, and aliens, maybe because that allows them to prep the stage for an alien god religion, which is what they've always wanted to do and have been preparing for decades. So we have to be able to separate the honest, authentic desire to understand classified files. Okay, that's real. Maybe we should know what happened in New Mexico, right? And maybe we should know what happened at Aztec, all these different crashes and things like that. That's fine. But do not go into modern disclosure thinking that there aren't forces behind it that want to bring about a new religion. I just can't take that seriously anymore. And the esoteric side of disclosure and ufology is so often left out when the UFO file is a spiritual topic. Interdimensional beings, that is a scientized word for spiritual being. Okay, interdimensionality is the word for spiritual being. Dimensions are spiritual planes. We already have a language for it. We already have a structure for it. You can choose the system you want. You can choose an Eastern system of esoteric Buddhism if you want. You can choose esoteric Christianity. You can choose Gnosticism. You can choose whatever esoteric system you want. But the structure of the cosmos that we call dimensions are spiritual planes, and they've been known and studied for thousands of years in the mystery schools. We're not discovering anything new with science. So like when people come forward and they're like, well, there's different dimensions. It's like, yes, yes. That used to be called the heavens, right? To be kind of colloquial or euphemism, the heavens. But in occult science, the heavens or dimensions are just the higher planes, in which every single esoteric tradition or the esoteric aspect of every religion has acknowledged and known and understood. Okay, you know, the astral plane, the etheric plane, Devakon in the Eastern tradition. Okay, there's different names, but the planes are all there, and they're delineated a little bit differently depending on where you start from. But we're not reinventing the wheel here by calling them interdimensionals, or by calling them dimensions. We're literally just trying to scientivize or create a new scientific language and rewrite things that already exist in every single esoteric tradition. And when we do that, it becomes dangerous because we cut off the lineage in which we've already known this before. Okay, so there's a scientivizing of already known spiritual knowledge into aliens, into like different dimensions. And it's like, no, those are interdimensional beings, which are spiritual beings, okay? Come from the spiritual hierarchies, or they come from the abyss or the hell realms. That's it. So by making everything so sciency and by renaming everything in scientific names, it is to cloud the reality that we already have ways to discern what a being is, to understand ourselves, to understand our past. But by rewriting it with scientific terms, we think we're like reinventing the wheel. We're not. Just go back and study what the mystery traditions have been teaching for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Okay, dimension is a plane. A dimension is a plane. An alien, if it is non-physical, is a spiritual being. Spiritual beings are either from the higher planes, which we would call angels, in which there's different kinds, okay, in the spiritual hierarchies or the angelic hierarchies, from some so advanced that just feels like a force to actually physical angelic beings that are individualities, right? And then there's dark entities that exist within the abyss or the hell realms or the eighth sphere. We already have a structure to analyze interdimensional beings, which are spiritual beings. If something is a flesh and blood alien, my bet is that it's probably a golem or a chimera that was created to ensoul an entity from the abyss. On very, very rare occasions, spiritual beings can manifest in the physical plane, but it takes an awful lot of energy for them to do that. It's not an easy thing to do. And certain technologies can make it easier, but to manifest takes a lot of force. So a lot of what we're seeing with these alien beings that are like robots and stuff, grays or these different chimeras, those are created in labs and they're used to ensoul beings from the abyss, as I've mentioned in other lectures. So we have to really kind of squarely understand what we're dealing with. We also have to understand the Atlantean epoch, okay? And that's where we get a lot of information on advanced technology, space travel, stuff like that. It actually has to do with our own past. But I can't get into that in this lecture. But I'm just saying this so that we can have an understanding that we're not coming into this mess of false disclosure unarmed. We already have the information, and the information exists in so many different kinds of occult traditions that you can have your pick, right? So just learn the system, learn the different spiritual planes of the cosmos. When you see like a diagram of like the different planes of reality, those are the different dimensions, and that is the cosmos as well. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel, but there's definitely efforts to reinvent the wheel so that certain esoteric secrets are lost that are empowering to you, that allow you to have sovereignty, and their weird origin myth becomes central. How you take over a population isn't financially, okay? It's not through food. It's not through anything physical. How you truly take over and rule a population is by creating a new religion. You have to get in people's heads. You've got to create a new ideology, and people have to believe it. In order to do that, you have to erase the old religions. This is why you see in fascist and communist countries that one of the first things they do is tear down all statues of old leaders. They burn books, right? What's happening today? Books are being pulled off the shelf. Statues are also being pulled down, right? And they eventually also get rid of all competing religions because they'll come up with a reason why they're dangerous or whatever. So all intellectual pursuits, all philosophy, all religions, everything that is part of our past that made us who we are has to be removed. And the new religion, which is science, which is a genetic modification cult, a genetic engineering cult, that believes they are aliens, that believes in this new alien cosmology, that has to be put in the place. And because they take some kernels of truth, right? They take some truth, but they literalize it. So you have like the Elohim, right? Which are spiritual beings. They make them flesh and blood. So some people will be like, oh yeah, the Elohim made in the image of, right? They're like, yeah, but it was genetic modification. So there's a little kernel of truth that captures people, and then they turn it into something else. That's called inversion, right? But people fall for it because there's that little piece of truth and it resonates. And they think that little piece of truth resonating is makes the whole statement true. And that's why this is very dangerous. And that's why everybody has to, at this point in time, study occult science. And like I said, it doesn't matter what discipline you choose to do. I prefer anthroposophy, but y'all can choose whatever esoteric, you know, you want to just please study it. Please study anthropogenesis. Please study cosmology. Again, I would recommend anthroposophy. Okay, it's the clearest. It's very palatable for our time. So after you have the sort of Space Brothers stuff come out in the 40s and 50s, also through Van Tassel. Van Tassel also makes the mistake of sort of looking back at the different theosophical texts and Eastern religions. And when you look back into the Eastern descriptions of like the Kumaras, the seven holy Kumaras, the Dhyani Buddhas, the Elohim, they're clearly spiritual beings. There's no mistake about it. These are mind-born sons, they're angels, they're spiritual beings that eventually incarnate into the human form. Okay, that's what we're looking at. And before that, they sort of enmeshed around humanity and around the planet, which was affecting their etheric body. But there was never any direct tampering by the angels, by Elohim on humanity using genetics or physically at all. It was all spiritual, because spiritual and etheric allows the entire spectrum of the sun and God to work upon you. Nothing is missed because you're coming from a higher plane downward. But when you work upon the physical form, it's impossible to get the entire spectrum of creation in, because no physical being is omnipresent. So no physical being can actually create a race. No physical being can actually create anything. You can only modify what's already been created. And true creation comes from the top down, or the spiritual plane, which is encompassing an entire wave, then compresses and materializes into a form. Okay, and the entire spectrum of God is within it. So it's the materialization of something whole. That's why it's as above, so below, and that's why it is made in the image of. It's because it's the it's the direct materialization of the sun, of spirit. But when you're genetically modifying someone, you're not creating anything. You're literally just taking a physical form that's already been created in the image of God, and you're just messing around with it, playing God, right? You're not creating anything. If you take an ape and you mix it with a human, you didn't create anything. You didn't create a new being. You just mixed an animal and a human and created a chimera. You didn't create a new species, okay? That's not considered a new species. Something genuinely human is manifested directly, and it embodies, it's a direct embodiment of the earth, and the human body is a direct embodiment of the earth. It is the earth. And it is the sun. And the only way that can happen is if it is a materialization from the angelic hierarchies, which are already embodying all of those things. So creation is spiritualization. It is materialization from a higher plane downwards. That's what creation is. That's what made in the image of. And the Elohim are the beings that helped us to achieve that through their own sacrifice. They sacrificed for that. Such a different story than what the alien god myth is. So that is actual, real, esoteric history. That's real. That's a real creation story. It's not even really creation. It's just more like metamorphosis, more like life. So you see that the UFO cults that started, you know, in the 40s and 50s, and there were a few of them, these Space Brothers and that Ashtar Command and the Brothers from Venus, that is a direct distortion of the spiritual texts that they were trying to read from, or that they were, you know, they were working from or whatever, because they're not flesh and blood beings. These are angelic beings from the angelic hierarchies. The angelic hierarchies are not just forces. It's not, you know, the spiritual hierarchies are not just forces in the cosmos that are disembodied and just like energies. They're beings. Angels are beings, okay? You're a being, they're a being. They're just of a different order of life, but they're still a being. It's not a force, a non-personified force. It is a being, okay? Just like we are a being in a denser plane. Angels are just beings in higher planes that carry out universal functions as a being. And we are the 10th higher, we are the 10th angel in the hierarchy of angels and the most dense, right? But of course, looking up at the spiritual hierarchies, some of them are so advanced and huge, it feels like it's a force or it feels like it's a simulation, but it's not. These are beings. These are great beings. And sometimes our energy is so massive and formative that it feels like a force to us, but that's because of our limited 3D reality, okay? So they are individualities. They are beings. This is very important to know, because another dangerous ideology that comes from too much scientism is that like a human being is the only being, right? And everything else is just a cosmic force to be channeled, and that they're not beings, that an angel isn't a being, that the angels in the hierarchies aren't beings, that they don't have an individual life of their own, even if it's hard to understand. They are beings. And this is part of, we have to grasp this because we have to understand our own beingness, our own individuality. We can't place ourselves as like the gods of the cosmos or the only beings, and we're just channeling these individual these non-being forces. That's not correct. Okay, so in the 40s, in the 50s, you see the literalization of the spiritual hierarchies, of the angels from Venus, of the Elohim, of the Dhyani Buddhas. You see them being called aliens, and you see them being portrayed as purely flesh and blood beings. And so what's happening there is they're not understanding that the Elohim actually just incarnated into the physical form. All right. So that's what's not being understood. The real Elohim, what we would know as the Elohim or the Dhyani Buddhas, eventually began projecting or incarnating downward into a physical form. And that's where you get things like the seven rishis in the Atlantean, moving from the Atlantean epoch to the post-Atlantean epoch. This is where you get the great Christed teachers that are channeling their energy and stuff like that. So there's a very sophisticated system of initiation that happens through progressive ensoulment. So the spiritual hierarchies are progressively ensouling downward into physicality, in ensouling. So they're ensouling in the human body. They help to develop the human body, right? The physicality, the organs. And then once they create a form, help to, you know, sort of create a form that is more complex than their own. And then some angels incarnate into that form while others may stay within their hierarchy. Okay, that's just generally what we're looking at with the spiritual hierarchies. And the fact that they ensoul, they don't trot around with human beings in the physical plane, like lording over them. That has to do with the Mars line. And those are fallen angels and has nothing to do with creation, the opposite. Okay. So after we have that weird literalization of angels into flesh and blood beings, we kind of set the stage for everything to become a cosmic soap opera. So before, we used to understand that the battle in heaven, the war in heaven, was in heaven. it was in a higher plane. Now, in anthroposophy, it's obviously in the astral plane, and then it was forced down into humanity in about 1875. Certain darker forces that were cast down or lost in the Battle of Heaven were cast down onto the earth. And in general, in the solar system, if there are actions that have happened in the astral plane, right, in the higher planes, they will have sort of a little recapitulation here, or there'll be something that happens in this plane that mirrors what happened up there. And that's why certain planets have strange anomalies and things like that on them. Okay. So now it's around 1940, 1950, and everything is turning into a cosmic soap opera. All of the spiritual nuance seems to be fading away, and angels are becoming aliens and space brothers and Ashtar Command. And, Lucifer is really an alien that's leading the Galactic Confederacy, according to, L. Ron Hubbard. And everything is just changing. It's distorted in this literalist paradigm. Then we have Von Daniken enter the scene, and Von Daniken basically brings esoteric Nazism into the mainstream. And he does this because his ghostwriter, as I've mentioned before, was the main propagandist for Völkischer Beobachter, which is a Nazi newspaper. So the person who wrote Chariots of the Gods, Von Daniken, he only ghost wrote that. It was also written by Wilhelm Ro Rogers Dorth, or Utz Uttermann, who was the main propagandist for the Nazi Party. Now, do we honestly think that the propagandists for the Nazi Party that made the that, that wrote the newspaper articles for it, that was that high up, is suddenly going to abandon their ideology? Maybe. But it's a little bit strange that obviously, when you look back at esoteric Nazism, it's all about these secret societies behind the Nazis, believing in alien gods, believing that they come from Aldebaran, believing that they are the children of these superior Aryan alien gods, and that they have to practice eugenics basically in order to keep this alien blood pure, that the earth is theirs to inherit, that their ancestors basically genetically created humanity, which allows them to genetically control humanity today. It's all there if you want to take a look at it. So you basically have Chariots of the Gods, which is essentially written by a Nazi propagandist that sets the stage for that religion of genetic modification, the religion of alien gods, to begin to take place, to take root in society. And so Chariots, Von Daniken was a nobody. He was a criminal. He'd been to prison, actually. And so now all of a sudden he's on the lecture circuit. There are documentaries being made about him. These documentaries, In Search of Ancient Astronauts, I think, actually features Nazis in it. Most of the time, ancient alien theorists, they often always turn to talking about how superior the Nazi technology was, when again, other secret societies obviously have advanced technology, but they don't use that technology to deify themselves and control the world, right? So there's all this stuff about Nazi superiority oftentimes with ancient aliens, and that's obviously just speaking to the reality that that's what this is coming out of, or that's a large part of it anyway. After Von Daniken, we see another character pop up, which I've spoken about a lot in this series and also in Mars Mysteries, which is Zachariah Sitchin. After Von Daniken, Sitchin comes up and he adds in this other piece. Now that we've basically established through Von Daniken that angels are aliens and every pyramid and everything, every mysterious symbolic metaphorical hieroglyph or image, anything that's unusual, it can't be humanity that did that in a prior epoch. It has to be aliens. And so now we're sort of thinking that the most advanced thing about us is aliens. So it really created a sort of weird ideology, an ideology that aliens are sort of the angels and that they are superior and they're responsible for every achievement. And it's sort of the belittling of humanity in a lot of ways. A lot of weird mind tricks were done through von Daniken's work. The second person, obviously, is Zachary Sitchin. Now, Zachary Sitchin quite literally says that Adam and Eve were basically created in a petri dish. You can't get much further from reality than that. But that's where we first see the introduction that this is a genetic modification cult. It is. And you can clearly see that with Zachary Sitchin's work. So much money is pumped into Zachary Sitchin. He writes so many different books, becomes incredibly popular because humanity finds comfort in having everything be physical. The moment that we have to think of things in a spiritual way, the moment that we have to try to understand something as being spiritual and then turning physical or materialization, that's not something that our mind is trained for. And typically in spiritual development, you have to train yourself to perceive the spiritual planes. You have to train your mind to think in a transcendental manner. You have to train your mind to be able to look at symbols, to read metaphors, and be able to have symbols and metaphors evoke spiritual ideas. It's not something that everyone's born with. You have to develop it. And so there's an incredible comfort in being told that our origins aren't spiritual. It's a petri dish. And that aliens were acting on behalf of God or their God by proxy. So, oh, the God stuff's in there. It's just the aliens were acting on behalf of God. It's like, no, no, no. There is a precise system of creation in the cosmos. None of that involves humans being created in a petri dish. Zero. Again, was there genetic modification in the past? Sure, but it didn't create humanity, right? Hybridization, like hybridizing things, playing with genetics is not creation. It actually leads to degradation. It's the complete opposite, okay? And then after Zachary Sitchin, we see Ancient Aliens and we see Gaia. So Ancient Aliens becomes such a popular television show, you know, their episodes get tens of millions of views. They run conferences. There's so many different authors who are part of that series who have benefited intensely by propagating the alien god myth. It has become a cult. It has become the alien god cult. In the alien god cult, everything is created by man. Even the moon is created by man. Nothing is natural. Nothing is holy. Nothing is sacred. Everything is sort of engineered. And that's how you know that you're in the alien god cult, is if you believe that kind of thing. You know, so we have the creation of Gaia, the number one most popular streaming platform for spiritual seekers. Now, there are some good shows on Gaia, good people on Gaia. I'm certainly not. And same with the History Channel. Like, there's some all right stuff, I think, on there. But I'm speaking directly when they start getting into aliens and the cosmic side of things. It always just goes towards the alien god ideology. Like, that's where everything always is. It's to the point where I can just look at my watch and say, one of these episodes on the History Channel is going to talk about alien gods. When you go to Gaia, it's the same thing. When you get into the cosmic side of Gaia, it is the alien god ideology through and through. So people who are just waking up, young people who are having interesting psychic experiences or who have had an experience with, you know, opening up and seeing things they don't understand, they turn to Gaia, they turn to the popular people, and they are immediately indoctrinated into the alien god ideology. And this is where we see the rise of this starseed movement, where people are just basically identifying as aliens now. not even identifying as human, and they are wanting the aliens to land. They want to be hybridized. And so it's proliferated, you know, to an extreme degree. So that is sort of the where we've gone from, you know, 1940 to 2023, you know, in that 80-year period, there's just been the massive proliferation of this alien god cult that is really a genetic modification cult. It's a genetic modification cult that wants to create its own race eventually. It wants to create its own beings in the image of themselves, because that's what they feel happened hundreds of thousands of years ago. And again, I'm going to say it again, you know, if you're just the average person believing in this ideology because it's interesting to you, or because you think something strange is going on with chromosome 2, and because something strange is going on with chromosome 2, that it has to be the alien god ideology. Chromosome 2, if you really want to understand what's going on with mutations, you have to look to the sun and Christ, because that's the only way the human form evolves. And then if there are modifications, which is completely, I mean, if you look at Atlantis and the history of Atlantis, Atlantis fell because of essentially mad scientist priests that were messing around with the human genome, creating chimeras, creating cyborgs, and then we went into catastrophes, because it's basically messing with God at that point. That's what happened with Atlantis, okay? So it's just happening again. We've come across this exact same thing in our past. And that also explains a lot of what people think are aliens and stuff like that. It's actually to do with prior epochs of the Earth and sort of strange creatures that have would be more aligned with crypto-terrestrials. Okay, so there's also a very unusual alien god cult that recently came under more interest because of Kanye West. This was a few months ago. And this alien god cult is called Raelism. And it became a little bit known because Kanye West actually tweeted a picture of the Raelian symbol, which is actually a mixture between the Nazi swastika and the Jewish Star of David. And so that actually, I think, got him banned off of Twitter. And so that's how people will probably recognize the symbol and Raelianism. But Raelianism, or Raelism, is basically an alien cult that is all around genetic modification. It's very Scientology-esque. And I did notice people who were catching on to the alien god ideology were sort of giving this realism a hard time. And so I'm going to read to you what this Raelian cult, alien god cult, said about human creation, because I think that it really shows what this cult believes. It's an ideology that has many different cults that propagate it, because this is kind of what three-letter agencies will do and secret societies will do, is they'll have one ideology, but they'll have several different people create these different cults, and sort of hope that some of them gain people. So what they'll do is they'll try to create these different cells, and reach people. So that's what this could also be, because that's certainly what Scientology is. Scientology has so many connections to the government. It's not even funny. Okay, so someone says on Twitter to the Raelian movement, and he says, "Well, if God's created, if aliens created humanity, who created them?" And this is always the weird thing where it's like, okay, well, if God's created people, then who created them? Right. And so this is what they said. They said, according to the message of the Elohim found in the Book of Intelligent Design, which is their book. So they're basically using the spiritual term or the biblical term for the Elohim, but then writing their own interpretation of it in a book called Intelligent Design. According to the message of the Elohim, these highly advanced extraterrestrial scientists, aka our creators, did not create the universe, but merely created life on the planet Earth that already existed using advanced DNA and genetic engineering technology. Moreover, they, the Elohim, were able to scientifically prove the universe was infinite, no beginning and no end. Therefore, to answer the question about who created them, they were created by a more advanced race of human beings who were created by a more advanced race of human beings, and so on and so forth, ad infinitum. One day, we will become creators and gods ourselves and engineer life on the planet using DNA and genetic engineering, just like the Elohim did for us. In an infinite universe, the cycle of life's creation is a perpetual process and dispels the erroneous and intangible myth that there is an almighty God controlling every particle in the universe. Wow. So there you have a good image of the alien God ideology, which is not a spiritual religion at all. It's not spiritual at all. It's science. It's deifying and religifying science, and the most advanced scientific people on the earth get to create the new race. That's what the alien God ideology is. It is a genetic modification religion, which is why we see all of this going on. So the thing that really stood out to me is the clear perversion of understanding creation here. So the Raelian movement and the alien God believers probably believe that one human being went to a planet in a spaceship and used their DNA to basically seed and terraform another planet and the beings on the planet. And then the beings on that planet have to become specifically scientifically advanced. And then they get to create a being with science. And then those beings get to go off into space and colonize planets and create. And then they get to create a being with science. And then they get to go off and planet hop and colonize other planets and create another being. So it's all of this proliferation of life on the material plane, from the material plane, using the material plane, which you actually can't do that. If you couldn't even do that for a few generations, because the people would eventually die, because no one person, no human beings can't, through eugenics, create races. Only God and spirit can create the template for the new human being for the earth, because it has to embody the earth and the sun. A human being can't do that. So this is pure and utter delusion. It is scientific delusion. It is the delusion of a scientist playing God. It is the delusion of our era where science has become spirituality, finding its peak in genetic modification, thinking that these scientists are going to control life itself. It's a sickness. And they use the alien God ideology to justify it and to grab that spiritual religious paradigm and use it for their own ideology. So this is also basically esoteric Nazism. I mean, you literally have physical flesh and blood human beings that would be called aliens coming from one planet to another, just as the aliens from Aldebaran went to Mars, went to the Earth, genetically engineering all life along their way. Seeding planets, colonizing planets, creating people, creating beings, as though it's some physical thing you can do in a lab. And there's no spiritual considerations at all. This is insanity. It's mental illness. It's delusional. You can't do it. A physical human being on Earth cannot create a new race. They cannot create another being with science. You can create another being through birth, through giving birth, but God is involved in that. This is the removal of women. It's the removal, and that's why this is also talked about so much in Mars Mysteries, is it's really the overgrown and distorted male impulse that wants to really control the feminine and take over creation. That's really what this is. It is the Mars impulse that is unhealed, that is out of control, that is trying to create really without the woman. Because if you're creating something in a petri dish, you're not allowing the holy womb of the woman to create life, which is what it's for, and the very advanced process that comes from conception. They are the act of conception now and control now, which is the end of everything. So that's that. You know, according to the alien god religion, the Elohim are flesh and blood people, flesh and blood beings. They're the beings from Aldebaran. They're the Martians. No. This is not correct. There's a major conflating going on, and if this ideology is left unchallenged, it's a very dark future. Okay? We're already seeing it. We've already got mad scientists that get so excited it's creepy over. I mean, how many times have we seen Bill Gates, you know, just giggling uncontrollably at the thought of killing people and eugenics and these vaccines going into people? This is not normal. Okay, what we're experiencing with already the genetic stuff that's forced on us is not normal. We have to understand that. So it is interesting when I was looking at that when you understand the creation of the cosmos and how the creation of the cosmos and really all of the planets parallels the development of the spiritual hierarchies. So for us, the angelic hierarchies or the spiritual hierarchies, they go through their own little initiations and graduations into higher life. And that's associated with the planetary spheres, right? And so there is a process of the spiritual hierarchies evolving. So the beings and the spiritual hierarchies are evolving. And then some end up actually ensouling in new forms that are being created in denser environments, right? Some of these beings in the spiritual hierarchies don't incarnate further into bodies. And so there's a whole kind of thing that goes on, but ultimately, as the universe is created and the solar system is being created, there's a moving down in density. And essentially, the beings within the spiritual hierarchy are evolving as well. And some are ensouling and others are not. But there is this chain of ensoulment where you always have beings from the higher hierarchies ensouling into human forms, right? And especially into the earthly human form, which is the most relevant to us. So when the earth was evolving, you do have certain angelic beings incarnating into the human form. This is known as the fall and the fall of the angels, things like there's a lot of lore around it. But you basically have the spiritual hierarchies in part are descending into matter, right? And every new being in the spiritual hierarchy that comes to pass is basically connected to the one above it. and is made in the image of the one above it, but is evolving it in some way. And then the universe gets denser, and another plane is created, and then another, and another being within the hierarchy is created to embody that next principle of the cosmos or that planetary sphere, right? And it is made in the image of the one above it. And then another planetary sphere comes to life that's embodying the next wave of the cosmos. And then that form is ensouled, and so on. And it goes like that. And we're at the 10th. The humanity is the 10th angel in the hierarchy of angels. But if you look at our creation, we're directly connected to all of the spiritual hierarchy through progressive embodiment and ensoulment. Okay. So we see that progressive embodiment and ensoulment as human beings are part of the spiritual hierarchy. And that is being distorted by the alien god religions by saying, well, screw all of that information, which is basically the process of moving down in density from spiritual ephemeral planes of pure love into deeper and deeper into matter. Screw that process entirely. Let's just turn that into a genetic thing where people are hopping planets and terraforming and creating life. So that whole thing is gone. The whole process of ensoulment and spirit and moving down in density, every form embodying the one above it. Now that's turned into made in the image of is literally one physical person creating another physical person on a planet through flying through space. So something very sophisticated, holy, and spiritual that involves the transmutation of form, right? Transubstantiation and materialization from one plane to another, and all the initiations around that, all the spiritual secrets around that, that's turned into you're made in a lab and planets are terraformed and they're just flesh and blood beings that are flying around in their advanced craft and terraforming worlds. It's literally the most desolate, dark, cold ideology you could imagine when you know the truth. So I wanted to also just bring us back to the reality that there is this push for disclosure going on. And a lot of the people who are pushing this have direct connections. The organizations have direct connections to Scientology, to alien god ideologies, and also to genetic modification. So I always thought it was really strange how this individual named Gary Nolan became involved with disclosure, because he wasn't someone that really understood advanced technology. You know, he did work for the CIA. He's admitted that. It's in his bio, which is a red flag to begin with. We have to be very careful of three-letter agencies and the people they send out into the world based on their track record, based on what they've done, right? Based on what that organization has done to control and misdirect people, right? So, you know, Gary Nolan has worked for three-letter agencies, right? But he's also really into genetic engineering, and he's worked on major genetic projects. And I always thought, you know, why is he involved in the modern disclosure scene? You know, why is he walking around commenting on aliens and UFOs? And you're a doctor, and you're specializing in genetics and things like this. Well, if you understand that the alien god cult is really a genetic modification cult, and then you understand why someone like him would be around. I mean, if we're just talking about, you know, re-engineering craft, if we're talking about psychic experience or whatever, there's no need to have like a guy who specializes in the genetic code on staff, going around doing podcasts, talking about things. He's there because the alien god religion, which is what this disclosure movement wants to eventually bring forward, is a genetic modification cult. And Gary Nolan also was high-fiving Anthony Fauci, right? He's high-fiving Anthony Fauci and saying, you know, great job with creating the mRNA vaccine. great job creating all of the genetic modification technology. And these are dangerous. You know, in the next 10 years, we're going to see these things as being harmful to humanity. But this is exactly what you would expect if this was a genetic modification cult basing its origins in alien gods. I hope I'm wrong. But when you look at how much money has been put in to shows like Ancient Aliens, to Eric von Däniken, to Sitchin, to all these people who were nobodies before, just coming forward and creating a new religion, a new paradigm, Gaia, History Channel, all of it, creating a new paradigm that literally has nothing to do with the original mystery teachings of how humans and the earth develop. So I'm going to end it here, and I'm going to let you decide, you know, what you believe and all of that. But I think it's very important in the era where we're having UFO hearings and people who have direct connections to the alien god ideology are wanting to start conversations about NHI, you know, non-human intelligence. And also I really want to hammer one thing home again too, is that when somebody is creating a new religious cult and it's a mind control cult, what they'll do is they'll always come up with different names for things. So instead of a being a spiritual being from another dimension, that's called non-human intelligence, right? Or you know, you have these different terms for things that already have a name. We're still waiting for the people who are really pushing disclosure right now to give more information on exactly what they're talking about. They're being very guarded about it. But I promise you, they're going to create a whole bunch of new terminology. You know, UFO is now UAP. Yeah, because you have to create a new term in order to create, to control the ideology. It's classical three-letter agency stuff. It's classical mind control stuff. You can reimagine the field. You can reimagine the topic by giving it a new name, and it stops people from using eventually the old name, which stops people from researching it and getting information that maybe they don't want people to know. And so now you have, instead of alien, you know, you have non-human intelligence. And of course, this non-human intelligence could be a consciousness signal that, you know, Avi Loeb picks up or whatever. You know, it could be a physical alien that they claim that they have, a recovered body. It could be an interdimensional being, which is really a spiritual being. If it's an interdimensional being, a being that comes from another dimension, that is a spiritual being, and those are spiritual planes, and we already have a language for it. We already have so much language for that. You can't even, as a teacher, you have to actually just choose a system and teach it, because there's so much language for spiritual beings. But we see the renaming of spiritual beings often as aliens. A lot of beings that are literally just spiritual beings are being called aliens. And of course, there's a physical side of things, which I've already talked about, which I'm not going to get into today. But so we have to also look for this renaming of things, that renaming of basic things that we were already dealing with is what cults do. And they do that because they want to redefine the topic. Because if you just know it's a spiritual being, right, or they use normal terms, you're able to research that on your own and draw your own conclusions, right? If they create new terms, they're sort of able to redefine it the way they want, and it's the modern way, it's the new way, and they make it seem like it's different than the past. And that's to keep people from really researching and really understanding the spiritual world. And of course, if you are connecting with, unfortunately, darker entities, and ensouling them with golems that you're calling aliens, right? You're not going to want people to know about that. You're going to want to rename it like non-human intelligence. Yeah, because you're working with lower dark forces. You're channeling them and you're creating golems and ensouling them and calling them aliens and stuff like that. Yeah, if you call it an alien, they're not going to really know that you're connecting with dark forces, obviously. So be very wary of these groups that want to rename every phenomenon that we already have a name for. It's subversion, okay? And that's part of this cult. That's part of how this cult works. But we have enough time right now that if we understand what's going on and we talk about it to each other, share this video, make your own videos on this topic, please, you know, get the information out there. Because we have enough time where we can really head this off at the pass and we don't have to go through a lot of weird stuff. So thank you so much for tuning in with me today. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. And I do have a private platform where I go even deeper into this information. You can also ask me questions in my live streams. It's so much fun. There's a whole forum and there's a community there. And it's really great during these chaotic times to have that support system. So go to ggyoung.com, sign up for a premium membership, and you will get even more information than I put out on here. So as always, all my love your way, and I will see you in our next lecture.